Well, hello there, HLE radio listeners. This is Kimberly Oliver from Living from the Heart. Well, I'm excited to be with you today. You know, we've talked about in the past, we've had all these conversations about forgiveness and all these fun things that help us navigate through life. And today we're going to be talking about the art of thanksgiving. You know, to have a grateful heart and to have a grateful attitude, no matter what you're going through, sometimes is a challenge. Would you agree? I mean, sometimes it's just hard to find out what you're thankful for. And of course, we can all say, well, I'm thankful for my kids. I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful, you know, for this, that, or the other, the obvious. But do we live it as a lifestyle? Think about a lifestyle of gratefulness, of thanksgiving. You know, in the Bible, in Isaiah 38, it's verses 9 through 20, Hezekiah talks about thanksgiving. I'm going to read you a story from that, and it just serves well on the on the topic that we're talking about today. But thanksgiving is such an art, and we have to do it every single day. And that is something that we have to be on purpose. We have to be mindful of it, just to wake up and say, what am I grateful for? If you have a grateful heart and you're thankful, that creates so much energy for you, your family, and the people surrounding you. I'm learning this every day, more and more every single day, about being grateful, having a grateful heart, because it's so important. But in this story in Isaiah 38, in verse 9, I'm going to tell you about the story there, but it says, nothing brings out gratefulness like a reprieve from imminent death. When King Hezekiah of Judah, a good and godly king, heard from the prophet Isaiah that he was about to die, he immediately turned to God and he had faithfully served, and he begged God for an extension of his life. And the Lord granted him an additional 15 years. And when Hezekiah learned that the Lord would lengthen his life, he did what any godly leader would do. He thanked and praised God. Upon his recovery, he wrote the Lord a poem of thanksgiving and praise for all the good he had done. As the godly king meditated on the goodness of God, he realized that the Lord used even his sickness for his good. In verse 17, he wrote, indeed, it was my own peace that I had great bitterness. The same sentiment expressed many years before he received, excuse me, I lost my place. Indeed, in his own peace, that he had one time had bitterness, the same sentiment expressed many years before by his revered ancestor, David. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statute. That's found in Psalms 119:71. So Hezekiah's hymn of gratitude not only thanked the Lord for sparing his life, it also expressed his commitment to singing my songs with the stringed instruments all the days of my life. And he realized that expressing gratitude to God ought to be more than a one-time event. It must be a lifestyle. A lifestyle. Well, you know, that's a long time, right? I mean, we don't know how long we have on this earth. We really don't. But I tell you what, there's a song that I'm thinking of. It says, live like you are dying. And, you know, if we had that same attitude to be grateful for today, because of what God gave you today. He gave you breath in your lungs. He gave you sunshine or rain or whatever you're facing today, whatever part of the country you're in. But he gave you a brand new day. Today you woke up, it was brand new. It was a brand new day. What you did yesterday doesn't matter. What you did last week doesn't matter, because God makes every day good. And you may be saying, Kimberly, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by every day is good? My friend, it is just an attitude. When we think about the Lord and think about his goodness, and we thank him for the life that he's given us, we thank him for the children, we thank him for all the things, whatever's important to you that makes your heart smile, thank God for it. I want you to think about those things. Think about the people in your life that you're so thankful for. I think about my friend Rick Smith. He is such a blessing to my life. We have been friends since December 11th, and our friendship just keeps getting closer and closer and closer. And I thought about yesterday, I am so thankful for him because he brings value to my life. He brings encouragement to my life. He brings so much I didn't have. I cannot imagine my life without him. Well, if that's the case, I should show Rick more appreciation and more thankfulness and more gratefulness for being in my life, just for being my friend. And I call him a special friend because we are dating. But think about those kind of things that we take for granted. Sometimes we take for granted, you know, the simple things that we got up today, that we have good health, that we have, you know, whatever you have that you are so thankful for. Think if you didn't have it. Think about right now, if your life was stripped of everything that you love, it was just gone. How would you feel if everything in your life was gone? Well, I don't know about you, but I would be just like Hezekiah was. If I thought I was dying and God said, I'm going to give you 10 more years, I would be grateful. And so why can't we do that same thing today? We can look at our life, look at what we're grateful for, and thank Jesus for it. You know, I may not be where I want to be in life, but I'm sure not where I don't want to be. Because I've been in places where I really didn't want to be there anymore, and I wanted to go to a new place. And I can say that I'm honestly in that place today where I'm navigating through this thing called life, raising a grandson. I have wonderful friends in my life. I have colleagues that I love to be around. As you know, I've told you before, I'm in real estate. That's what I do for my job. And I do that full time. And sometimes that's more than a 40-hour week. And sometimes it's more than a 50-hour week. And then sometimes it's less than a 30-hour week. I just never know. But lately, it's been a lot more. I feel like I live and breathe real estate. But, you know, in my job, I can get lost in my job and forget to be thankful to God for giving me the ability to do real estate. A simple thing like that. He gave me the capability. He made me the person that I am and that I'm becoming. So why not be grateful for that? That he's forever growing me. He's forever doing things in my life because I constantly ask him. I constantly say, Lord, renew my vision. Father, show me what you have for me. Show me what the next is. And my friend, if you will continue doing that and just staying focused on God and being thankful for the gifts that he gives you. You know, so many times we get lost in busyness and we put things off that we don't want to do. And, you know, we do the things that we have to do and we just get on this vicious cycle. And soon a year goes by and you look at that list of goals you made at the beginning of the year and you have not reached any of them. Well, my friend, I just want to encourage you to think about your life today. Think about where you are in life right now today. I want you to think about that. You know, I thought about that this morning because I had a leadership call with my company. I work for Keller Williams Realty, and we had an ALC, which is a leadership call, and we had that call, and our leader challenged us about our 10-year plan. Like, what is our 10-year plan, and where are we on that plan? Well, that hit me right between the eyes because I'm 57, and in 10 years, I'll be 67. So I had to that's my assignment. She said, for the next 7 days, I want you to think about and journal and think about and pray about where you want to be in 10 years. Well, my friend, I know that my days fly by so fast, and I constantly say, if it's not on your calendar, it doesn't exist, because if it's not, if you don't plan it, and if you don't put it on your calendar, time will sweep away your life. You'll wake up and go, what happened? Where did my life go? Well, I want to encourage you to slow down and do the same thing. Where's your life with God? So are you at a place with God where you fully trust him? Are you at a place where you know his name, you know people talk about him, but you really don't have a personal relationship with him? Or maybe you've been serving the Lord for 20-something years, and you feel like you're good, but you've lost that sweet little intimacy that you just once had, of just being thankful, of being grateful that he's your Father, that he's your God, and then he works all things together for your good. You know, wherever you're at in your life today, I think it is so important for us to do inventory. Because, you know, I think about my real estate career. I got into real estate when I was 40, and I'm 57, so I'm going into my 17th year, going into my 17th year of real estate. And I think about where I could be if I was really on purpose and real organized with my time and my goals and everything that I tend to do. But somehow time evaporated in the time that I started and where I'm at today. Time just poof, like a vapor. It just went away. And I have to ask myself, how does that happen? And you may be sitting there going, yeah, that happens, Kimberly. That totally happens. And you know, life, we all have the same amount of time in a day. We all have 24 hours in a day. There's no getting around that. There's no more time made. We all have the same amount of time. Think about it. Have you ever met some people that get nothing done? You can ask them, oh, you had all day. Well, what did you do? Well, you know, I don't know. I was busy today, but I don't know what I did. And then you ask some people and they say, okay, well, I got my top 20% done. I got 1, 2, 3, and 4 done. 5 is going to be put off till tomorrow. And then the number 7 and 8 I'm doing on Friday. Everybody owns their time and they time block their time on where they want to go. Well, let me ask you this. Do you time block your time with God? Do you time block things that are important? Do you time block just think time to be thankful, to think about what you're going to be thankful for? Because so many times we get into this role of just existing and doing the next thing and checking the next box and going to the next meeting. We do that, my friends. We do that. That's called life. But a life with God is a good life. And the more that we can learn the art of being thankful for the plans that He's made for us, thankful for things that He shows us every single day. Thank you, Lord, for giving me breath today. Thank you for giving me a beautiful home. Thank you, Father, for all that you do for me. Thank you for protecting my children and my grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for protecting or providing a great spouse for my children that aren't even married yet. You know, if we continue to thank God for the now and the future, and we remind ourselves to be thankful at all times, because, you know, have you ever talked to people that you'll talk to them within 5 minutes? You're sad. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, because you talk to them and it's depressing. I mean, we've all had conversations with people like that. I know that we have. You don't have to raise your hand because I can't see you. We're on the radio. But we all have had those people in our life that drain our energy. And then we have people in our life that are so positive and happy. And, man, you just want to be around them because it's contagious, right? Well, be that contagious person that has Thanksgiving and has a good attitude, because it takes the same energy to have a bad attitude as it does to have a good attitude. In fact, it may take more energy to have a bad attitude because you have to, it just takes energy to keep talking about the bad things. It does for me anyway. So I want you to think about that, about a good attitude, and practice gratefulness. Well, I have a 7-day challenge that was just given to me, and I'm going to give it to you. So over the next 7 days, I want you to find yourself a journal. And I've got several of them, but I've got a brand new one that I need to start writing in. But I want you to take a note of your future self. You know, get a journal and say my future self. Just write that, my future self. Okay, I want you to write a paragraph of what your future self looks like. You can describe yourself the way you think, the way you talk, the way you work, the way you parent, the way you maybe you want to get married. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your wife. Think about the way that your future self looks like and write that down. Schedule think time every single day. You know, you could have your time with the Lord, have your time in prayer, but ask the Lord, is this the future self that you want me to be? And let God begin to shape your future self the way He sees you. Because the Bible says, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans for a good life. And He also says that He knows the hairs on your head. God knows you better than anybody else, better than your spouse, better than your friend, better than your mom, your dad. God knows you because He made you. And God makes no junk, my friend. He makes everything perfect. Now, is he still perfecting you? Absolutely. He's perfecting all of us. If we arrived perfect, why would we need him? I mean, ask yourself that. If I was perfect, I wouldn't need anything. Well, I can tell you right now, I am not perfect, and I need a lot of Jesus. I need him to shape my life. I need him to help me with my mindset. I need him to help me the way I think, the way I see myself. I mean, I think about, what do I see in my future self? I mean, I know what my vision is. What is yours? What does your future self look like? And I just want you to continue journaling. So every day, talk to the Lord. And when I say journal, I just write down notes of thoughts that I'm journaling, that I'm believing. It could be some of my prayers that I'm believing for. It's notations. But when you go back and look at that next year and you look at your journal, you're going to look back and see the growth that you had. And every time I hear the word journal, I'm like, yes, I need to get back to that. I need to get back to that. Because honestly, last year, I can't tell you at this time, at this exact time, what I was doing next year. But if I had a journal for 2020, I would be telling you about all the things that I was dealing with, which you could too. We were all dealing with a lot of stuff last year at this time. But journaling is so important so that we can keep our thoughts and we can keep track of what's going on in our life. Because I tell you, this life, this thing we call life, it goes by so fast. We do so many things with, we have so much. I mean, we have so much coming at us. We have to protect our time, my friend. If we do not protect our time, somebody will take it. It will get taken up by stuff. And you don't want to do that. You do not want to give up your time, especially your time with the Lord. But I want you to read Isaiah 38:9-20. It's just basically the art of Thanksgiving. And, you know, Hezekiah, he was near death. I mean, he was near death. And he went to the Lord and said, Lord, please spare my life. And the Lord said to him, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed to him, oh Lord, remember me, oh Lord, I pray. I have walked with you and I've been with you. I've been loyal and you have done what is good in sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly because he thought he was on his last days. He thought his life was over. And so the Lord came to him, and he did. He spared his life for another 10 years. But you know, that story is so good because it just gives a story of if you were given a death sentence, you would certainly talk differently. You know, yesterday I was meeting with a friend of mine. I ran into her at the grocery store. I was at HEB, and I ran into her. She was in the produce section, and I saw her from behind. I thought, oh, that looks like so-and-so. And I went over to her and I said, what are you doing? It's so good to see you. I had sold her house several years earlier and she had gone through some family challenges, but she looked great. She looked like she was glowing. And she told me her story of how God had opened her eyes for some new things last year. It was actually a year this month. And she made some changes in her life, just some simple little tweaks that she made a year ago in life. And hers, I'm not going to say her name, but hers was to stop drinking, to stop drinking alcohol altogether. Now, I'm not telling you to stop drinking. I'm not telling you one way or another. I'm just telling you her story. But she said, Kimberly, since I did that, I have more clarity. I feel good all the time. I don't think about it. I don't waste money. And she wasn't a big drinker, but she just said she quit drinking for health reasons is for one, but also because she felt like the Lord was telling her to stop drinking. Well, you know, that hit me at home. I thought, wow, you know, and that was a year ago. And she said in that year's time, God has brought more clarity, more things in her life, and her life is good. And she is so happy. And, you know, I was shocked because I never knew that she was really that much of a drinker, but I guess that she drank more than any of us knew. But she said that she made that simple decision a year ago, and today her life is totally different. So I want to ask you, have you asked God if there's anything in your life that you need to get rid of or you need to that you need to do differently? You know, and it's real funny because I always start things at the beginning of the month, or you always like to start things on Monday or the beginning of the month. I like to start at the beginning so I can measure, right? But I want you for the next 7 days, I want you to I want you to think about your future self. And I want you to have some think time. Schedule some think time every day, whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes. And this could be in your car, but you really need to be able to write it down. Because so many times we think about something and we think about it and ponder it, and then we don't do it. We forget about it because there's nobody asking us the hard question, did you do it? We need accountability in our life. We need someone to ask us, are you doing this? Because I know me, because I'm self-employed, I can just run with the wind and I can get lost in time and I can think I'm doing a lot of stuff because I'm so busy. But then that busyness did not really bring any of the desired results I had. I was busy, but I couldn't tell you what I was busy doing. Have you ever done that? Like at the end of the day, you think, oh my gosh, I was so busy today, but I can't tell you one thing that I did. My friend, we all have those days. But think about your life and think about Hezekiah. He was given a death sentence. He was going to die. And he began to think, no, just spare my life. It was an attention getter. It was like a wake-up call, like, wake up, Hezekiah. Well, like my friend I met yesterday, she said she had a wake-up call a year ago, and she made a decision. Friend, what about you? What is God saying to you? And you know, if you don't know, if you haven't talked to God or if you haven't asked God, there's no shame. I'm not throwing a rock at you. I'm just encouraging you. We all have those days where like, you know what? I could do that better. I'm telling you, I could do that better. And I've been following the Lord for over 30 years now. And I have days I'm like, Jesus, I'm so sorry. I could have done that better. Let me do it again. And keeping your heart connected with God, the intimacy with God, that you stay sensitive to His voice. And obviously, if you're watching HLE Radio, you want things in your life that will grow you and sharpen you. You want that or you wouldn't be listening right now. You know, and there may be a reason that you tuned into this today. There may be a reason that you said yes to listen to this program, to listen to me who you've never met. There may be a reason God is speaking to you and why I ran into this lady. I could even tell you that story yesterday because I know that God does not waste anything. He uses everything He can to minister us, to get us the tools we need, to get everything we need to live this thing we call life. And my friend, to live a life with God is the best kind of life you can live because God wants to do so many things in my life and in your life. He wants you to be able to broadcast hope. He wants you to be a child of His, that you can just, the glory of Him is all over you. And people know that when they meet you, they meet Jesus. Are you that kind of person today? When people talk to you, do they know that you love Jesus? Not by you saying, hey, I love the Lord, but do they know that you love Jesus because of your lifestyle, because of the way you treat people, because of the way you treat your spouse, the way you treat your boss or the employees that work for you, how you treat your wife or your husband? Some of you may be thinking, oh, I might need to check up on this. But I ask yourself to do an inventory check today. Do an inventory check and just ask the Lord, how am I doing, Father? Could I do better? Could I do better in this? Could I be more God-centered in every decision I make? I mean, do you ask God about decisions? I mean, sometimes I do, but not all the time. On major decisions, yes. I'll say, Lord, what do you think about this? But sometimes I don't stop to hear what He says. I just kind of continue on like He said yes. And sometimes He may be saying no. Or He might be saying, just wait. Or He might be saying, yes, daughter, you can do that. And give me peace to do it, and I'll do it. There's so much that God wants to do for us. But it all starts with Thanksgiving. A thankful heart, a grateful heart, to be thankful with this life He gave you. Because if we cherish it, just like Hezekiah, if you were giving a sentence that you only had a year to live or 2 weeks to live, how would you live differently? That's deep, isn't it? How would you live differently? Well, I know that that story really hit home with me on top of the leadership call that I had this morning, and they were talking about our future self. What does my future self looks like? But, you know, I think about my future self and I'm thinking, you know, that this is what I'd like to be doing. And I'd like to broadcast hope more. I'd like to travel more. I would like to do a lot of things that maybe I'm not doing now because I'm not focused on it. I haven't written down my future self in a very long time. So that is one of my assignments that I'm going to be doing, and maybe we'll follow up next week, and I'll tell you what I wrote, and I challenge you to do the same. I wish you could, too bad this isn't on Zoom so I could see your faces, and you could hold up your list of what your future self looks like. But I'm going to leave that with you. You have to do that yourself. Your future self, what does that look like? And I promise you, if you will ask God what that looks like, it'll be amazing to you. It'll be a great exercise. Well, I just want to encourage you, if you've never received Jesus as your personal Savior, you know, you may be saying today, Kimberly, you know, when I was a kid, I went to church and, you know, I go to church, but I really, this intimate thing and this thing that you're talking about, I'm not sure I'm there. If God feels like a stranger to you, do you know it's real simple to make that go away and make him very intimate? All you have to do is get quiet, say, God, I love you. I love you. I love you. I want to know you as my personal Savior. I want to be close to you like Kimberly was talking about. I want to be so intimate with you that I know the steps that you're ordering for me, that I don't go the wrong way. I don't go to the left or the right without you saying, go left, go right, go straight, go forward. Father, I want to be so intimate with you and to be your child that my steps are ordered right in the timing of your steps. Father, I invite you into my life. I pray that you just make me new today. Father, give me that desire to be a child of yours in a way I've never known. Father, I love you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer with me, my friend, I believe you got born again. It's real simple. Just ask him to come in your heart and ask him to show you a new thing. And he's so faithful to do that. Well, congratulations to you if you've just received Jesus for the very first time. And, you know, if you've recommitted your life, you know, you can do that every single day. Just recommit. God, I want more of you. Because we can never get enough of God. We could just never get enough. So grow to the next level. Have a thankful heart and write down your future self. Well, this has been Kimberly Oliver with HLE Radio. I pray you enjoyed today. I pray it spoke to you because it spoke to me. So until next week or until Saturday morning, I'll see you soon. This is Kimberly Oliver with Living from the Heart and HLE Radio. God bless you. We'll see you next week.